On with more news now, and it's always heartening to hear how many people make all sorts of efforts to raise money for good causes. Just this week, we hear of a charity walk, or more like a trek, a climb up Snowdon, and an air ambulance pilot enters the boxing arena for charity. The city's SOS bus service celebrates 21 years in action. First, however, we will hear of a Good Samaritan who helped a stranded motorist on the NDR. An elderly man was rescued by a passerby on their way to work after being stranded alone by the side of the road. The 86-year-old, called Arthur, was left struck on the NDR for just over an hour after puncturing his tyre on some bricks strewn across the road. Abby Grand, a personal assistant at Norse Group, was on her way to work when she noticed Arthur trying to flag someone down. She said, "I was just coming off the slip road of the NDR when I saw the elderly man. I pulled over and he said what had happened and that he'd forgotten his phone so he couldn't call anyone. He had been there for over an hour trying to get someone to stop. I felt sorry for him. It was about 8:40 a.m. when I got to him. He was so cold. He was shaking. It made me really sad no one had stopped already." The 44-year-old wasted no time in explaining how she could help the shook-up man. She said, "We've got facilities at North, so that I knew I could help him. So we got him to our office in Fifers Lane. We put some blankets around him and helped him get in touch with his wife. Even once the company had helped get Arthur back home and got his car sorted, Abby went the extra mile in making sure he was okay." She added, "I found out he lived in Causton, the same village as me, so I went round that evening."
A lifelong Norwich City fan is taking on the mammoth challenge of covering more than 200 miles on foot in memory of his late brother-in-law. Mark Laws started his colossal charity challenge from Carrow Road to Old Trafford, aiming to reach his final destination ahead of United's fixture against the Canaries on April 16th. Dad of two, Mark, described his brother-in-law, Jamie Robinson, as a die-hard Manchester United fan. In January 2021, Jamie contracted COVID-19. And later needed to be airlifted to a specialist hospital in Manchester for life-saving treatment. His condition worsened before he could leave Norwich. He died on February the 7th, 2021, aged 31, leaving behind his wife Victoria, stepson Finlay, now 14, and son Archie, who was 6 when his dad passed away. Now, 14 months after his death, 40-year-old personal trainer development coach Mark will cover more than a marathon each day for a week in Jamie's memory, in aid of the NHS, Widowed and Young, Winston's Wish and Miles for Meals, as well as the Norwich City and Manchester United Community Foundations, hoping to raise £100 for each charity each day of his journey.
Six intrepid climbers from Norfolk are set to tackle Snowdon in a bid to raise money to support visually impaired youngsters in the country. The adventurous group, a mixture of service users and staff from Vision Norfolk, will be climbing the 3,500-foot Welsh Mountain in May to raise funds for the charity's Children, Young People and Family Service, which arrange events and activities for visually impaired children and provides practical and emotional support and guidance for their families. Three mums and one granddad of children living with sight loss will be tracking the six-hour trek along with two Vision Norfolk staff, with the aim of raising £5,000 to support the work the charity does with young people and their families. More than 4,000 people a year visit Vision Norfolk's local hub in Norwich, Great Yarmouth and King's Lynn to seek advice and learn about new equipment available. The charity's Children, Young People and Families coordinator, Barbara Dunn, one of those taking part in the challenge, said, Our children, young people and family services are a vital part of the work that Vision Norfolk does to support people living with sight loss in the country. Sight loss doesn't just affect the child, it has a profound effect on those around them.
An air ambulance pilot from Norwich decided to pick up a pair of boxing gloves in a bid to raise money for charity after his mum was diagnosed with cancer. Seb Powderham of the East Anglian Air Ambulance was inspired to find a way to help raise funds after mum Tess was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Mr. Powderham of Rose Lane, Norwich, signed up with Ultra White Collar Boxing and was given the opportunity to take part in 8 weeks of free professional boxing training before a showcase event in front of hundreds of spectators. After training, Mr. Powderham took part in an event at Epic Studios in Norwich and won his bout, raising £1,429 for Cancer Research UK in the process. Mr. Powderham said, "I recently got into boxing as a means of fitness and thought I'd give a bout a go. Getting out and doing fitness is always brilliant. It's great to get out after a shift and blow off some steam. It can be quite stressful at times, but I work with a great team and everyone supports each other. I picked up boxing as stress relief in the first place, but I love my job. It's awesome. So far, Ultra Events, the company behind Ultra White Collar Boxing, has raised £23 million for Cancer Research UK in total."
21 years ago, a brightly coloured bendy bus parked in Norwich's clubland for the first time to provide a safe space for revellers. Since then, the SOS bus has become part of the Prince of Wales Road landscape at the weekends, reducing unnecessary emergency service call-outs and easing pressure on A&E during its peak time. Each year, it is estimated that it saves the ambulance service around 270,000. Since it was established and launched in April 2001, the Big Yellow Bus has helped tens of thousands of people. Every Friday and Saturday, from 9:30pm to 3:30am, 5 volunteers, including 2 highly qualified first aiders, dedicated security and a paramedic, are the first point of contact for anyone needing a safe, non-judgmental space. Pubs, clubs and the emergency services also contact the SOS bus if they have a concern for someone's health or well-being. Launched in the wake of the tragic death of Nick Green, a teenager who died after falling into the river on night out in Norwich, the first bus was donated by the Christian group Proclaimers International. The current SOS bus is a charity run almost entirely by volunteers and managed by Voluntary Norfolk and relies on donations from individuals, organisations and businesses. Now we come to our first feature. Ian Robinson reads Derek James's article about the Norwich Rotary Club on the occasion of its 100th anniversary.